One of the world's leading stem cell scientists was hospitalized this week after questions were raised about the ethics and accuracy of his research. South Korean researcher Wang Woo-suk has reportedly lost 20 pounds in the past 4 weeks and is described as exhausted. Wang's fortunes are being tracked in the Korean media with the intensity usually reserved for world leaders or rock stars. NPR's Joe Pelka explains why.
Last year, Wang Woo-suk amazed the world when he reported that he had successfully derived a single embryonic stem cell line from a cloned human embryo. He followed that up this year with more groundbreaking research, deriving another 11 lines. There has been a steady stream of American scientists traveling to Seoul to see his lab and discuss collaborations. American bioethicist In-Soo Hyun of Case Western Reserve University spent this past summer working with Wang's team in Seoul. He saw Wang's national popularity firsthand.
When I arrived on June 1st, what was very striking to me was that every newsstand that I passed, every subway advertisement or magazine stand that I passed, had this picture plastered all over all the publications.
Hyun thinks he understands the reason.
Any person in Korean society who gains any kind of notoriety in a good way is immediately celebrated. So you can imagine the degree of admiration that Koreans have for Dr. Wang.
After his breakthrough research was published in the leading international science journals, everybody in South Korea rushed to heap accolades on Wang. Korean Air offered him free first-class travel. There was even a postage stamp honoring his research. Wang's problems began in mid-November when a U.S. colleague accused him of ethical lapses. The charges dealt with how Wang and his colleagues obtained eggs for their experiments. To make cloned embryos, you need a supply of human eggs. Although it wasn't illegal at the time, Wang had insisted none of the women had been paid for their donations. He now admits they had, albeit without his direct knowledge. He also had to confess that two of his junior colleagues had donated their eggs. Taking a donation from a subordinate can be considered exploitative, although Wang insists he counseled the women against donating. And not all the problems were ethical. Just this week, Wang was forced to admit that there were errors in some of the figures submitted with one of his landmark papers. The errors don't appear serious, just one more problem for Wang to deal with. For the South Korean media, Wang's troubles are riveting. John Herskovitz is chief correspondent for Reuters in Seoul.
You have online news services who are keeping people up to date minute by minute on developments. It's the front page of every newspaper. It's the top story on the news. And this has been going on since November when the ethical lapse allegations first came to the surface.
Now, you might think that under the media glare, Wang's luster might become tarnished. You might think that.
Sentiments in South Korea are more sympathetic towards Wang than ever before.
Son Ji-ae is Seoul bureau chief for CNN.
Right now, I mean, we see over 1,000 women signed up to donate eggs. So if nothing else, he has even more to work with when he comes back.
Son believes there are a variety of reasons for Wang's continued popularity. First, there are his humble origins.
He's a homegrown, very much of a Korean-bred and made man who's made his mark overseas internationally in an area where people see future potential. They see him as sort of as a model as to what Korea could be.
Son says Wang represents a Korea that is a world leader in an important area of science. Still, Son says Wang makes an unlikely national hero.
I don't think it's ever happened in Korean history where a scientist has become so nationally popular. He communicates what he's doing and why it's important to the people. And so they've really loved him a lot.
At least for now, there's no evidence that love is fading. Joe Pelka, NPR News, Washington.